Day 9, March 13th. Today's reflection is based on John chapter 3, verses 16 through 21, and was written by the Reverend Dr. Cindy Parker, class of 2010. Have you ever attended a candlelight service? The warmth and coziness of the darkened space illuminated by the soft flickering glow of the candles, seeing the candlelight reflected on the faces of the folks holding the candles. Everywhere one looks, one can see the light has come into the world. But once the candles are extinguished and we leave the coziness, the softness of that surrounding light, and enter the darkness of the real world, it's us against them. Me versus you. Divisiveness abounds everywhere in this darkness. Families divided over election results. Those attempting to cross borders because the horrors they leave behind are worse than the dangers that lie ahead. Those being persecuted because of who they love. With such pervasive darkness, it is sometimes difficult to believe in a God who so loves the world. And yet there are glimmers of light. A diverse group of volunteers working together to eradicate world hunger. A smattering of pastors officiating weddings for couples others have turned away. An employer who gives those impacted by incarceration a second chance. You see, beloved, God is not where people often say God is. God doesn't thrive on human darkness and dread. God is found in the light and love we share in the midst of the darkness, in the world God so loves. Thankfully, we are reminded that God's love for the world is not dependent on the world's response, even from a cross, especially from a cross. Today's prayer. God of wondrous presence, how grateful we are that your love is not dependent on the world's response. Continue to shower your light and love on us, so that when our capacity to love is spent, others may experience your love through us. Amen.